Welcome to the next episode of the Plum Club podcast series. I'm Cheryl Kremko. Today we're talking about silver, the bright white metal that's the star of your entry-level price points. Sterling silver jewelry fits any budget and any style, from timeless to trendy. These precious pieces will be cherished for years to come. This podcast is sponsored by the Samuel B. Collection. Award-winning designer Samuel Benham brings more than 30 years of art and jewelry experience to Samuel B. Silver Jewelry, combining contemporary style with the best of Balinese and Thai silver craftsmanship. Samuel B.'s focus is on quality, craftsmanship, and innovation while using centuries-old techniques and timeless classic jewelry design elements. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the rise of silver in the product mix at retail. With the price of gold skyrocketing, silver has a growing role in your store. Silver fills in that opening price point gap. In addition to entry-level silver jewelry, there's also growth in categories like gem set silver. Naturally white, silver is a good match for colorless diamonds, too. Both natural diamonds and lab-grown diamonds add sparkle to silver styles. Of course, the combination of diamonds and silver isn't new. Hundreds of years ago, Georgian diamond Riviere necklaces and girandole earrings had bright white silver settings to make sure those diamonds sparkled in candlelight. Silver is often the metal used in design-focused jewelry because it allows designers to create large-scale pieces and solid forms without worrying too much about weight. The biggest names in designer jewelry rely on silver to make a dramatic jewelry statement. You've no doubt seen the strength of silver jewelry sales in your store, too. Despite all the challenges and shifts in the retail market for jewelry over the last decade, sales of silver jewelry have continued to grow year after year. According to a survey by InStore in February 2021, 42% of jewelry retailers reported a sales increase in the silver category for the year. And for half of those retailers, the increase was in double digits. 89% of retailers said they expected their silver jewelry sales to continue to grow over the next several years. That's why half of the jewelers said they've increased the amount of silver jewelry inventory they carry in their stores. To make sure you're making the most of your silver sales opportunity, you need to make sure you have the right silver inventory for your store, including entry price points, trends like bold chains and charm necklaces, silver and diamond pieces, silver and gemstone pieces, including birthstones, and large-scale designer silver jewelry pieces with a signature look. In addition to the fact that sales of silver jewelry are growing, silver is important to retail jewelers for lots of other reasons. The first is margins. Retailers surveyed by InStore said their margins on silver jewelry were higher than for every other jewelry category. For example, in the 2020 holiday season, 42% of retailers said their best margins were on silver. That's compared to 19% for diamonds, 17% for bridal, and 16% for gold. If that isn't true for your store, you might consider finding new silver jewelry with high perceived value, like silver and gemstone pieces, that can boost the margins for your silver jewelry category. The second reason that silver jewelry is a vital part of your product mix is turnover. 39% of jewelry retailers said that silver jewelry had the best inventory turnover rate in their store. That's much higher than any other category. Only 29% said diamonds had the best turnover. Silver jewelry sales accounted for an average of 34% of retail jewelers' sales by units and 27% of their sales by dollar value. That's a big number. The fact that silver accounts for roughly one-third of sales in retail jewelry stores shows just how critical your silver jewelry strategy is for the success of your store. The third reason that silver is critical to your product mix is traffic. As the top-turning item in your showcases, silver brings customers into your store, attracting that vital first sale to a new customer. Silver jewelry builds the foundation of a new customer's ongoing relationship with your store. When you think about how much more marketing costs to bring in new customers compared to encouraging repeat purchases from your existing customers, you see how valuable it is to get that first sale. The fact that the first sale is most often silver jewelry makes that category even more important to the long-term health of your store. Make sure you have systems in place to capture as much customer information as possible at that first purchase so you can start that relationship off right. And make sure you encourage customers to follow you on social media, tag you in posts showing their jewelry, and to review your store. Word of mouth and customer reviews are a powerful way to promote your store and attract even more new customers. Consider setting up a program to give customers incentives like contest entries, discounts, or gifts to make sure that they spread the word. But silver's importance to your store goes beyond sales numbers to who is buying silver and why they're buying it. So who buys silver jewelry? Retailers say that silver attracts the important 20 to 40-year-old customer. That customer is beginning their fine jewelry journey with a lifetime of purchases ahead of them. Younger consumers are not only important customers for your store today, they're important customers for tomorrow, too. Only half of retailers say that the millennial customer is important for their business. What kind of future do you think the other half of retailers will have? Will they still be in business in 10 years? Make sure your social media posts and marketing feature stylish silver jewelry worn by younger consumers. Real-world images help show young customers how silver jewelry fits into their lifestyles. The other really important target customer for silver jewelry is self-purchasing women. 41% of retailers said that female self-purchase is the best opportunity for selling silver jewelry. The reverse is true, too. Silver is the best way to attract the female self-purchaser. You know how much of your business is related to special occasions. The holiday season, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, birthdays, and anniversaries. Each of these occasions happens only once each year. But silver jewelry sales aren't as tied to the calendar as sales in other jewelry categories. Silver jewelry sells all year round because consumers are more likely to buy silver just because than any other type of jewelry. In 2020, the Silver Promotion Service commissioned MBI Marketing to survey consumers about their attitudes towards buying jewelry. The survey targeted consumers who had purchased more than $200 in fine jewelry during the past year. Half of them, who said they were planning to buy jewelry gifts just because, said that they would be buying silver jewelry. 43% of those consumers also said they bought silver jewelry for themselves just because. 26% also said they bought it for their birthday. 24% to mark a special memory or trip. 24% as a gift for themselves, and 23% as a reward for a goal or achievement. This is important because it points out that self-purchases of jewelry aren't just about style. They're also about emotion. They're about celebrating yourself, about marking special milestones, about rewarding yourself for meeting a personal goal, and about making memories. Love isn't the only emotion celebrated in jewelry. Consider these other emotions in crafting your marketing and messaging too. You need to provide a reason to purchase and validate that it's okay to treat oneself with jewelry. Convey your passion for jewelry and tell your clients how your store can create unforgettable moments in their lives. This is true whether you choose more traditional advertising mediums like newspapers and radio or digital platforms like email and social. Investing strategically in advertising to self-purchasers can result in a high return on investment. A recent survey by Capgemini Digital Transformation Institute found that consumers who are emotionally involved with a company spend twice as much as non-committed customers. Consumers become emotionally involved with your store when they feel seen and heard in your messaging. A store that only speaks about love and gifting won't be able to involve all the complex emotions involved in self-purchase and won't be able to forge an emotional relationship with these consumers. That emotional relationship not only encourages her to spend more on herself at your store, the stronger your relationship with this customer, the more likely you will be the go-to choice for gifts and significant occasions too. You become the business that your potential customers choose to mark significant moments in their lives. So how can you make sure you have the right product to attract this self-purchase customer? MVI asks consumers what characteristics they look for in silver jewelry. The most important characteristic is versatility. 43% said they look for silver jewelry that can look dressy or casual. When you show silver jewelry, make sure you emphasize how it can be worn in different situations. Price also matters, of course. 36% said they looked for affordability. Design options are most important for 31%. And 23% mentioned that silver is a precious metal that makes a great keepsake. Silver is also an important opportunity for add-on sales. If you think of bridal jewelry just as engagement rings and wedding bands, you're missing an opportunity for many additional sales. According to a recent survey, bridal party gifts add about $2,600 in potential jewelry sales per wedding, not including the engagement and wedding rings. Brides spend between $300 and $1,000 on other jewelry items to accessorize their wedding day looks. 69% buy new earrings, 37% by bracelets, and 35% by necklaces. According to the Wedding Report, brides spend an average of $174 on wedding bracelets, $151 on earrings, and $199 on necklaces. Brides want to make a personal statement and to create a look that's unique. Silver jewelry has the bright white look that complements the wedding dress and engagement ring. The style options available allow her to make a personal statement. And unlike costume jewelry, she'll be able to wear silver jewelry for many years, evoking all the happiness of her wedding day. It's a lasting keepsake. In addition to the bride's jewelry, there are gifts for bridesmaids and groomsmen. 85% of weddings include a bridal party. 5 is the most popular number of bridesmaids and groomsmen. All those gifts add up. The average spent on a gift for a bridesmaid is $110. The average for a gift for a groomsman is $160. Sterling silver can provide a precious gift that fits that budget and can be cherished for years to come. Today, the bridal party is much more individual than in the past, with mix-and-match dresses for the bridesmaids that complement their individual style, rather than a one-look-fits-all uniform. When the betrothed couple visit to select their wedding rings, suggest bridal party gifts that can be personalized for each member of the group. You have gained their trust. Build upon it by suggesting timeless classic styles in silver to suit each personality in the wedding party, with personalization options like engraving, different motifs, zodiac signs, initials, or gems. Some ideas for bridesmaids' gifts are earrings, hair accessories, and bracelets. For groomsmen, cufflinks and watches are popular options. Suggest that the bride invite her bridal party to your store and offer a wedding jewelry-style consultation. Open a bottle of champagne and make it fun for everyone. For good customers, you can even schedule it after hours. Events like these make for great social media content and great PR for your store. And remember, many bridesmaids are potential engagement ring customers too. Encourage them to try on engagement rings at the event. Like every repeat sale, it's also a great opportunity to deepen your customer relationships and turn customers into brand advocates. Don't forget to record the couple's wedding date so you can send your congratulations and, of course, anniversary gift reminders every year. As you can see, silver jewelry is a vital part of your product mix, raising your margins, boosting turnover, driving traffic, and attracting the customers who will build your business in the future. That's why silver jewelry is essential to your success today and tomorrow.